What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Bermanology on Letterman Row. I am your host, Jeremy Birmingham. I am joined today by Ohio State 2022 target linebacker, athlete, pretty much do everything over there in Olathe, Kansas. Desan McCullough, welcome to the show. How are you, Desan?
Thank you. I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing really good. We've been talking for a few months now and been talking about getting you on the show, and we're in linebacker week on the website, and so I think it's the right time to really introduce you to people. As a player, people may not know a lot about you yet because you're a class of 2022 guy, but you've got 40 some offers, a family that is intrinsically linked to football in Ohio and now in the NFL in Kansas City with your father as the running backs coach for the Chiefs. How are you handling all of this attention, all of this notoriety that I guess is coming with the recruiting process? Do you think that you're better prepared for it than most kids?
Yeah, I think my dad has a big role to play in that too. You know, ever since I started getting recruited at the beginning of my freshman year, he kind of just kept my head on track and really told me the things that are important, that the recruiting thing is kind of a thing that'll just take time on its own. And you go with that, but you need to be focused on everything else too. So I feel like having him and my mom, people who have kind of been through that process, that's really helped me throughout this time.
You know, again, you're there outside of Kansas City. You're from the same hometown where Clemson athlete Isaiah Simmons played his high school football. The comparisons to you and Isaiah Simmons, we've written about it on Letterman Row, but they're there and you're used to them by now. But, you know, is that sort of expectation, along with the fact that your father played in the NFL and coaches in the NFL, do you feel any extra sense of weight of like, hey, I got to do this the right way, I got to do this my way? Or how are you able to come up with, you know, the ability to be yourself in the middle of all this process?
You know, hearing the comparisons and everything to Isaiah is obviously real cool just because you see the type of player he is. Obviously, I see myself as my own player, and I kind of just do that by, you know, I do things differently from him right now. You know, we were different players in high school and in college. We were two different players. So I feel like there could be some extra weight on me, as in, you know, from what my dad is and everything like that, there could be some extra pressure. But, you know, I like it. I like having those expectations to live up to. And I feel like it just gives me, you know, more of a reason to keep working at it.
Why right now, Desondi? Why have all these schools offered? Like, what are they seeing? What are they acknowledging in your early development that makes you such a prioritized player across the country? 44 offers, 45 offers, whatever it is before your junior year is pretty special.
I think they see that I'm kind of positionless, you know. I can move around a lot of spots, and I put that on my film. You know, I'm 6'5", 220 right now, and I was playing some corner, safety, DN, and both middle and outside linebacker. So I think it's the versatility and that I'm a real special teams player. You know, I play every special teams for my school. I played everyone starting from my freshman year to right now. I'm on everything, so I'm kind of a dude that never wants to leave the field, and I think that that's really an attraction to coaches.
Are you, you know, as you look at your growth, that, you know, you still have 2 years of high school football left. Hopefully you get to play this year. What is it that you see yourself developing into on the field? Because at 6'5", 220 right now, I mean, there's a lot of people who are going to see your frame and think, hey, he's 6'5", 260 by the time he's in college and he's a defensive end.
Oh, yeah, I see a lot of there's been a lot of people who've been throwing out the DN recently. And I kind of see myself being more as a linebacker, I could say, just because of my speed and my coverage skills would be used more there. You know, I could still be a linebacker that speed rushes too. So I feel like just the right spot to put me at would be linebacker, just to make sure you're using me to all my ability.
One of the coaches who is in the midst of trying to figure out how to best use you, hopefully down the road, is Al Washington, the Buckeyes linebacker coach. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Letterman Row, we cover Ohio State, so we'll start there when it comes to actually diving into the recruiting. You and Al Washington have developed a pretty strong relationship in the last 4 or 5 months. Can you just talk a little bit about what it is that has bound you guys? What's connected you guys so well?
I think it's just how much he was in contact with me. You know, when he started recruiting me, he was talking to me 2, maybe 3 times a week. And, you know, it wasn't just all about Ohio State. You know, we were sitting down watching film, talking about me as a player a lot too. And just how much me and him connected on a consistent basis was something real special. And I could tell that he's a great coach and someone I could see myself playing for.
I know that this summer you had plans to make it to Columbus, probably more than once if you would have had your way. Obviously, that hasn't happened. You have family that's still in Ohio. Is there an opportunity for you to get back and see campus without being able to see coaches, or has that not been able to been worked out for you?
Definitely, that could be a thing, you know, that happens. Me just coming to visit Ohio, as in visit my family, and also go by the campus and everything like that, you know, before everything's back open. But as in for like visiting the campus as a visit, we don't know when that'll be yet. But I could see any time from sometime this summer before school or August, me being back in Ohio just to see family and also looking at the campus. That is something that could happen.
I'm sure that if you made that trip, you would likely try to link up with CJ Hicks, who has become one of your good friends here through the recruiting process. You and CJ play a similar position. CJ, like yourself, is 6'4", 220 pounds. There's a natural competition, I think, that could develop between you guys for the same role if you ended up at Ohio State. But yet you guys have become really close friends. What is it about that relationship that's been different for you amongst your other peers?
You know, me and him, us both being from Ohio, we kind of just got along really quick. You know, we hit it off from the beginning when he first started talking to me. You know, it wasn't even all about Ohio State, but when it was about what me and him could do. You know, we're real similar. If you watch both of us play, we're real similar players. You know, we're both real versatile, fast, and love hitting. So I feel like it was just like the connection we had on the field and then off the field that just made it really good. And now me and him talk just about every day, you know, football related or not.
What other schools are there, Dasan, that are really involved in this mix for you? I mean, I know that Ohio State's in the conversation. Mm-hmm. Other schools of 40 some offers. I mean, are there other schools that at this point you're like, hey, I really want to see this one. I need to check out this school, et cetera.
Well, yeah, you know, that's why I had to release my top 10. And I feel like when everything opens back up, I'm going to start with the schools most local. So like Nebraska, you know, LSU isn't as far as it sounds. Michigan, obviously Ohio State in there. But besides that, then like Clemson and schools around my area, then I'm going to work my way down to like the like Texas and things like that. So I'll have an order when those things clear up more.
How does your father's influence help you in the recruiting process? Not necessarily from the vantage point of, you know, understanding what to expect, but maybe helping prioritize what's actually important for you to be considering when you have all these people in your ear left and right. How does he help kind of guide you in this process?
You know, he tells me, you know, he doesn't want me to listen to social media because, you know, this is a choice that's about what you want to do and what's going to help you develop the most. So, you know, he's been real helpful. He's been letting me kind of do my own thing, though. Like, you know, he's not like, you know, controlling or doing anything like that. He's just kind of guiding me the right way. Like, you know, telling me what he knows about the school because obviously he's been around a lot of them. So he could tell me a lot of inside on it, you know, a bunch of good things that maybe I didn't even know about and the coach didn't even tell me about, but he knows. So it's just having him as an advantage really does help me when I'm coming down looking at schools and what to look for in a school, most specifically.
Have you started to narrow down that list of like what it is you have to see when you're on campus? Like what things have to be checked off for a school to remain in contention?
You know, there's a lot of things I like to check off before I even say I want to go on campus. You know, there's a lot of things, and gladly now we could do Zoom calls and everything like that. And if you check all that off, then we work on the going to a visit. But, you know, I want to make sure everything is the way I like it to be and set up the way that I think is best for me before I get on your campus. So basically something like that.
I mean, for your class, for the guys in 22, you guys lost this summer, which was for most people in the recruiting process, the summer between your sophomore and junior year is like the most important summer.
Yeah.
Has there been any way for you to make up that lost time? I mean, I know Zoom calls are good, but how does that really fill in the gap?
I mean, there is no real way to fill it in because you can't really get the true feeling of the school, you know? So I'd only say the advantages right now is how much you're talking to coaches, you know, because they have a lot more time too. So I'm in a lot more contact with coaches, but as in for getting a real feel for the school, we lost that for this summer, you know. We kind of like, you know, some dudes just take a guess on that with virtual visits and everything like that. So,
you know, I was under the impression a few months ago when all this started happening that a lot of players would come to terms with the idea that maybe they don't need to see a campus. But I mean, am I wrong? Is that something that actually is very important to feel the grass, to feel, to go to the buildings, to see what it's like?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely getting a feeling for the campus you would be on for almost 4 years, I feel like is very important. But at the same time, I could see how players could commit without a visit. Just because you feel that strongly about the school, you know, it could be a thousand other things you've checked off. And then the one thing about getting the feeling is something you're almost sure about, but you're not quite sure because you haven't been there. But, you know, you still feel that positive to make that move. So I kind of see it from both perspectives. Obviously, if it was up to me, I want to be able to visit all the schools that I like before I make any decision. But with everything that's going on right now, you know, that might not be how it works out. Right. So you'd have to take the smartest decision for you.
And, you know that these schools are putting in millions of dollars into football facilities and football workout, you know, weight rooms and student athlete centers. And, you know, that's the spot where you're spending all your time primarily when you're on campus. So it's like you have to almost trust that what you see with your eyes on video. But, you know, how is I know the relationship between you and Al Washington is very good. There's been just a little bit of contact between you and Ryan Day so far. What is the first impression of Ryan Day for you? And also for your father, who is, I believe he played for Kevin Wilson at Miami, correct? Yeah. So
he played for him. Then he was, when he was at Indiana, he was the running back coach with him.
So how does that impact the opinion of Ohio State as far as the men there, I guess?
You know, with Coach Wilson there, you know, that kind of, you know, he's a great dude. I've known him for as long as I can remember, since I was about 10 or 11. So obviously he's a great guy. As for meeting Coach Day, you know, I've talked to him a couple times and he seems like a real family guy, a real positive guy that tells you the truth and, you know, not what you want to hear, but what you need to hear, you know. Just the honest truth about everything. And that's something I can appreciate because, you know, that's what I want to hear. What a coach tells me is, you know, not just everything good and what I just want to hear, but the honest truth about the place. And that'll make me fall more in love with it, just hearing it like that. So me and his relationship is still building right now, but I know he's a coach I definitely could see myself playing for.
Before I let you go, what do you see changing here when September 1st happens for you and the contact really opens up and you're allowed to talk to people all the time, which, I mean, are you ready for that? Is that something you're looking forward to? Or are you kind of saying, hey, I've had this summer where I can talk to people a lot. Maybe I'm ready to pare things down.
Yeah, you know, I feel like come September 1st, you know, my list might be down a little bit more because, you know, as I said a couple times to a lot of people, I'm going to commit before my senior year. So I'm taking all this time, basically like I'm about to commit, even if I don't. That's how I'm kind of approaching it. So come September 1st, you know, I feel like I'm going to be ready for it because of this whole quarantine thing. You know, it's been a lot of coaches talking to me and everything like that. So that's kind of preparing me for when, you know, they can start texting me and calling me and doing all that. So I feel like I'm ready for it. And I feel like it could make a decision happen even quicker, seeing what coaches, you know, reach out to you the most and all, since they have that access now.
Is there anything specific that you're working on the most as you prepare for this junior season on the field? What are you trying to fix in your game? What are you trying to enhance?
You know, I'm just becoming more mentally smart with, you know, the game, basically with everything. You know, I'm becoming more mentally prepared than anything. Obviously, strength and speed and all that is very important. But, you know, what separates a good from a great player is how smart he is and his IQ. So, you know, I've been sitting down watching a lot of NFL tape with my dad and, you know, getting mentored a little bit by Tyrann Mathieu. So it's just those it's that mental thing that really can separate a good from a great player. So that's what I'm working on right now, just really looking at and chopping down film and really trying to see small things about players I could use in my game. So that's the most important thing for me as of right now, besides the strength and everything like that.
Awesome. Well, hey, man, we look forward to seeing how you develop and watching the rest of your recruiting and recruitment unfold. So thanks for taking some time. I know that you're sitting there in the car getting ready to do the things you got to do. So that's Desaun McCullough. I am Jeremy Birmingham for Letterman Row and Bermanology. Thanks for watching, everyone. We'll catch you next time. Have a good one.